If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 17, and we're going to pick up with verse 28. For in him, this is the Apostle Paul addressing the unbelievers, for the most part, at Mars Hill. This is in Athens, outside of Athens.
This is the true God. He's telling them, oh, you've got an altar to an unknown God. Well, let me tell you who he really is. Okay. This is the God you don't know. Not that their altar honored him, but I'll tell you about the God you don't know.
For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Now, Dave, let's talk about being the offspring of God, because a lot of people say, hey, we're all children of God.
The expression, we're his offspring, doesn't mean that we're begotten by God through some natural process, like God has a wife. But it's very clear, you read it in other places, that it means that God created us. Mm-hmm. He created man in his image, out of the dust of the ground, formed him out of the dust of the ground and created him. Now, we have something called theistic evolution out there, which Hugh Ross claims that he doesn't believe. He believes in progressive creationism, which I don't see any difference. But he's very popular these days. And let me quote him. Quote, my acceptance of Adam and Eve as historical is not incompatible with my belief that several forms of pre-Adamic hominid seem to have existed for thousands of years previously. It is conceivable that God created Adam out of one of them. Unquote. Now, first of all, we have death before sin.
Yeah, in his view.
Romans 5:12 clearly says, by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. So now we have ancestors of Adam and Eve. He says, for thousands of years. So Adam and Eve are standing on a pile of fossils. Dead bones are buried everywhere on this earth, in that perfect environment, in the perfect garden, before Adam's sin. Now, that's a contradiction to the Bible.
It's more than a contradiction, Dave. It's, what did these so-called hominids do? Did they kill each other? Was it survival of the fittest? Well, what went on there?
Well, they must have lived without sin, if sin came by Adam, and Adam was descended from them. But when he says, we're his offspring, he means God directly created us. We didn't come through some evolutionary process, some intermediary form, but we are the offspring of God. In other words, mm-hmm. He made man in his image. And then put Adam to sleep because he said it's not good for the man to be alone. A lot of animals that Adam named. And he took a rib. It says so. I'll take the Bible for what it says. God took a rib out of Adam, and she comes from his side. It's a beautiful picture of Christ. You know, that spear into his side, and the bride, his bride, comes from his side. He bought his bride with his blood, and they're one flesh, okay? So that's pretty specific stuff, and also is a beautiful picture of what Christ actually did for us in redeeming us. And he says, no, they descended from these hominid, you know. Well, what do you mean hominid? And this is an evolutionary process, and apparently none of those other hominids were quite close enough to what God wanted, but now Adam and Eve, they're the next generation after thousands of generations, and what do you know? they look good enough to God. They're close enough to what God wanted. So he puts a human soul and spirit in them. That is not what the Bible says. Now, when we begin to play fast and loose with the Bible, Tom, we got problems because Adam occurs, I think, 30 times in 10 books of the Bible. And Jesus believed in a literal Adam and Eve, that they existed, that they were created exactly as Genesis says. Now, if that's not true, and Jesus was that naive, he was wrong. He didn't understand modern science. He didn't understand what Hugh Ross now knows, and these progressive creationists or theistic evolutionists, that Jesus is not God. He couldn't possibly be our Savior. And we have a very basic problem as to what sin is. You know, Tom, I wish I could quote it exactly, but I remember the American Atheist magazine, how many years ago? 70-some years ago, I think it was in the 30s, they said one of their purposes was to do away with Adam and Eve. And if I'm kind of trying to remember, you do away with Adam and Eve, and in the ruins, you will find the sorry remains of Jesus of Nazareth and all this idea of redemption. Okay? That's how serious it is. Mm-hmm. So, we're his offspring. This is very important what Paul is saying.
Dave, just go back to verse 28 when Paul writes, "In him we live and move and have our being." I mean, that's telling us about a characteristic of God that affects everybody. I mean, God is holding all things together by his word.
In him was life, talking about Christ. The life was the light of man. Our life comes from God. He's the only one that has life. This is why Christ, the sinless man, but also God in one person, he was the only one who could die for our sins. He was the only one who had life. We're all dead. We already died through Adam's sin and our own sin. And God is the one who is the giver of life. You know, Tom, as I maybe mentioned, I'm writing a book right now, Cosmos Creator and Human Destiny. That's one of the real mysteries. And what I point out in the book, and I'm sure others have pointed out, although I haven't read it, but you can't, mathematically, you couldn't get the molecules, the essential molecules of the chemicals lined up in the right order to put together a cell, a solid cell. It's mathematically impossible to happen by chance. But even if you did, suppose you got it all together, where does life come from? They don't know what life is. We don't know why we die. We begin to die when we're born. And one of the arguments that the evolutionist uses against the second law of thermodynamics, the law of entropy, says, yeah, but you can't use that with natural selection because these are living beings, and they have self-replicating cells, and they can repair themselves, and no reason why they should be going down. No, there isn't no reason why they should die. We don't know why they die. And the dead body that lies there, it has all of the chemicals in the right place, in the right order, but something's missing. And that life comes from God. He is life. He has life. There's no life anywhere else. You can't find it anywhere else. It's not a quality of matter. So, anyway, this is very profound. Mm-hmm. In him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. In other words, he's the one who gave us life.
Dave, we've got about a minute and a half left, but I want to set something up for next week. Maybe we can talk about it. Verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art. And that's what I want to talk about. And man's device. You know, we now have another so-called biblical movie dealing with the nativity of Christ. And here again, we have somebody trying to represent the Bible visually.
Artistically.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, well, I think God came before we did, so you can't create your own God as the pagan idol worshippers did. And yet, Carl Sagan, remember, he said, if we want to worship something higher than ourselves, doesn't it make sense to worship the sun and the moon? No, it doesn't. That's paganism. That's where these people are, Tom. And this is what Paul was dealing with on Mars Hill.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019. Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 0207. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. If you receive television programming from Sky Angel, you'll be able to view our video, Psychology and the Church, Critical Questions, Crucial Answers, with Tom McMahon on February 17th, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. We invite you to tune in. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll wrap up our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And How Soon Do You Want the Lord's Return? In Religion in the News, Marketing a More Relevant Jesus. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, what is a Roman Catholic Buddhist? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.